Meine Damen und Herren,
Ladies and gentlemen, I would also like to bid you a most cordial welcome. Our 2010 results clearly demonstrate the earning power and financial strength of the BMW Group. We consistently implemented the right strategy, and this also shows that our focus on premium products is the right approach. These two success factors, a clear strategy and our premium business model, provided BMW Group in 2010 with the requisite tailwind for achieving outstanding results. We've been able to strengthen our competitive position with that. We have achieved structural cost and process improvements as well as long-term efficiency gains. At the same time, we've also approached our targets that we set ourselves for 2010. Our strategy and our tried and tested business model also secure our future success. The steps taken will lead to appealing perspectives for our business in the years to come. Now let's go on talking about the business figures, the financial highlights. I'm going to focus on some of the financial highlights because you got the printed version of our facts and figures in front of you anyway. With record revenues to a tune of 60.5 billion euros, BMW Group has generated an all-time high pre-tax result of 4.8 billion euros. The return on sales based on the pre-tax result amounted to 8%. The good fourth quarter made an above-average contribution to this result. We generated strong quarterly revenues to a tune of 16.75 billion euros. And a pre-tax group earning level of just below 1.7 billion euros. The automobile segment achieved revenues of 54 billion euros in fiscal 2010. The operating result of the automotive segment was at 4.36 billion euros as of the 31st of December. EBIT margin was at 8%, which means that our 8 to 10% target range is well within our reach. ROCE at 40.2% was clearly above our target value of more than 26%. The automotive segment ended especially strongly in the fourth quarter. Revenues were at 15.6 billion euros, profit before financial result at 1.6 billion euro, EBIT margin at 10%. The improved result was bolstered by the economic framework conditions and the dynamic development in many automotive markets. Our new models generated a strong demand in 2010. The high-quality model mix and good price positioning had a positive impact on revenues and earnings. We've been able to increase our average revenues per vehicle considerably. The new models also helped us to scale back the sales discounts we had used during the financial crisis. We've been able to recover around 2% of the price potential we lost during the crisis. This translates into 1.1 billion euro EBIT at automotive revenues of around 54 billion euros, and we are going to consistently work on improving transaction prices. At the cost side, we've been able to make progress affecting net income. As far as variable cost is concerned, we've been able to bring down above all cost of materials. In purchasing, we benefited from synergy effects based on modular elements. These action items, however, did not impact the quality of our vehicles, which is so substantial and so important for premium manufacturers. As has been provided for in our strategy number one, we've been able to achieve considerable cost cuts and efficiency gains in the areas of development and purchasing. Also, as far as future new models are concerned, we expect production costs to be reduced. We are emerging from a phase of high volatility and considerable risks. That is why we've also carried out considerable risk management in 2010. We have been properly hedged against raw material prices and currency fluctuations in order to limit future negative impacts on our earnings. We were very well positioned in 2010 as far as foreign exchange is concerned. We have been able to generate a positive currency effect to a tune of 334 million euros, and this mainly resulted from better transaction causes in our key currencies, US dollar, Japanese yen, and the Chinese renminbi. And in 2011, our foreign exchange exposure has been largely hedged at favorable conditions. We expect that this year again, we will be able to benefit from a currency tailwind, which is expected to amount to a sum in the low three-digit euro range. As far as raw materials are concerned, we've been able to limit the adverse impact on earnings in 2010 to minus 97 million euros due to fixed price contracts for steel and derivative hedges as regards non-ferrous and precious metals. As the global economy is picking up, the prices for raw materials and precious metals will also be increasing. We encounter this development with various measures. And this is how we'd like to limit the negative impact on our earnings. But still, we expect our results to be burdened in the low three-digit million range. The positive trend in earnings gave our free cash flow a clear increase, and we've adapted the presentation of the free cash flow according to the usual standards. You're going to see the free cash flow in our business report. Like on this chart, the free cash flow was at 4.47 billion euros at the end of the year. Net investments in marketable securities are included. In the business year of 2010, we purchased securities to a tune of more than 1.8 billion euros. The lion's share of this, i.e., securities to a tune of 1.74 billion euros, was used for the funding of our German pension obligations or commitments. This means that the transfer of pension obligations has been completed in Germany. All in all, since 2007, assets to a tune of 4.7 billion euros were transferred to the BMW Trust EV. As of the 31st of December 2010, 5.2 billion in fund assets have been reserved for future pension payment. The pensions of our German staff have thus been fully secured. The positive development of the free cash flow boosted the cash situation of the company. Group liquidity amounted to around 9 billion euros at the end of the year. In light of our record earnings, we will also be returning more of our profit to our shareholders than ever before. The dividend payment totals 852 million euros, which is well above 26% of our annual net profit. And as already announced, we'd like to achieve a dividend payout ratio somewhere between 30 and 40% in the medium term, so that our shareholders will receive a larger share of the company's profits than in the past. The planned dividend payout for this year is a visible step in this direction. We consider this dividend a signal for the advancing earnings power of the company. In the past year, BMW has made clear progress in optimizing the capital employed. As far as the vehicles that are currently ramping up are concerned, we've been able to optimize existing production structures, and we've also been able to reutilize the machinery. All in all, we spent 3.3 billion euros for investments, which was slightly below the previous year's figure. Due to the increase in sales, the investment ratio was at 5.4%, which means it was slightly below our target CapEx ratio of 7%. In 2010, we also increased our focus on process and product commonality, and we've been able to use carryover parts to generate further economies of sales. our vehicle development became even more efficient through the use of virtual simulation and validation technologies. This provided us with financial latitude in order to generate more models and in order to be able to invest in future technologies. In the past year, we've been able to increase our R&D expenses to tune of 3.1 billion euros. Due to the clear increase in revenue, the R&D ratio, however, was lower than in the previous year because it was at 4.6%. This means that we're slightly below our target range of 5%-5.5% of the group revenues. The joint venture BMW Peugeot-Citroën Electrification will enable us to share the cost for the development and production of all electrification components. We are going to exploit economies of scale in purchasing, development, and production. The joint venture and the considerable gains in efficiency will help us to carry out trendsetting investments in our future. With our efficiency action items, we have proven to take the right approach. The company is prepared for future increase in investment or CapEx requirements and R&D investment. We see two main areas for future investments. First of all, the ongoing internationalization of our company, and secondly, alternative drivetrain technologies. We expect expenditure to increase in both areas in the next few years. Especially with the development of new drivetrain technologies, we'll be able to meet future CO2 requirements. We'd like to continue to secure the technological lead of BMW Group and stay within the framework of our target ratios. This brings me on to a further highlight, i.e., the financial services segment. Here again, we've been able to overperform, to exceed our targets, which is proven by the record earnings of 1.2 billion euros and the return on equity. On the basis of our balance sheet equity ratio of 7.1%, the ROE amounted to 26.1%. On the basis of an equity ratio of 8%, the ROE was at 21.3%, which means it clearly outperformed the strategy target of 18%. In 2010, financial services benefited from the highly favorable refinancing conditions in the capital markets and the improved risk situation following the crisis. We benefited from low base rates the world over and clear improvements in risk premiums or credit spreads in our financial services business. Allow me to go on talking about the business activities in this segment. In 2010, we were able to conclude almost 1.1 million contracts with end customers, which is an increase of 6.6% over the previous year. The contract portfolio with end customers and dealers thus increased to just below 3.2 million units by 3.4%. The business volume, as shown in the balance sheet, increased by 8.2% to 66.2 billion euros in  2010. The penetration ratio slightly decreased to 48.2% in the past fiscal year. Leasing and customer financing accounted for 24.1% each. All in all, the risk situation has improved in the segment of financial services in 2010. The used car markets in North America and in the U.K. have recovered. In continental Europe, especially in Germany, markets have also stabilized. An improved end-of-lease business helped us to realize an exceptional gain of 122 million euros in 2010 for our segment results. Our dealer resale programs led to a better price situation. We also benefited from our shift from leasing to financing during the financial crisis. Despite the improved framework conditions, we have increased risk provisioning in the past year. We increased risk provisioning in the past year due to potential future volatility of markets. We kept our residual values at an appropriate level. However, we expect the current year to see a stabilization of the used car markets. Also, as far as the credit risk is concerned, 2010 saw an improvement of the situation. The credit loss ratio decreased to 0.67% over the previous year, which marks a considerable decrease by 17 basis points. And again, we also expect this year to see a further stabilization of this situation. For comprehensive risk hedging purposes, we are continuing with the expansion of BMW Bank for financial services. Within the framework of the EU Passport project in 2009, the previously legally independent financial services company was converted into a branch of BMW Bank. Last year, we successfully completed the integration of the Italian company. In the next few years, we would like to continue to integrate the financial services activities in our other European markets. We'd like to integrate it in the BMW Bank, which is regulated by the German Banking Act, and we're also examining possibilities for further integration. Prior to the integration of further companies, we have increased the equity of BMW Bank in order to meet further, more stringent equity requirements to be met by banks within the framework of Basel III. We are also going to contribute more equity in 2010. By expanding BMW Bank, we are creating the prerequisites in order to increase flexibility in terms of cash management. We optimize our refinancing potential by our deposit business and an increased access to central bank liquidity. The motorcycle segment achieved an EBIT of 71 million euros in 2010. We expect, however, not to be able to keep this level in the current year. Following the first-time consolidation of the Husqvarna Group, 2011 will see the requisite expenditure to increase for the strategic development of the brand. Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I'd like to talk about the current fiscal year. What are our expectations? We wish to expand our position as the worldwide leading premium manufacturer. BMW is striving for record revenue or sales volume of more than 1.5 million automobiles. This will be reached by peak sales and revenues in all three brands. Especially in the first half of the year, we expect significant increases in sales volume due to our new models. Just think of new BMW 5 Series models, the sedan or saloon, and the touring, which are segment leaders since have been segment leaders since October 2010. Or think of the X1, the X3, and the MINI Countryman. The growth rates will, however, be overstated due to basis effects. In the first 2 months, we grew by 25% as compared to the previous year's figures. We expect this momentum to reduce in the second half year. The growth rates of the first months in 2011 will not be continued. This is primarily due to base and life cycle effects. We benefit this year also of the ongoing profitability and measures in the area of variable cost. The efficiency gains and process improvements will be sustainably integrated in our processes and structures in the long term. In 2012, we are striving for an EBIT return in the automobile business of more than 8% and a ROCE of more than 26% for 2011, and we are confident that we are able to keep our return corridor beyond 2012. This, however, means that we need to assume that conditions remain as they are. From this year onwards, we're going to launch the first new models in the market that fully benefit from the efficiency gains of the past few years, which means we are fully leveraging our modular strategy, which will provide for considerable economies of scale. Ladies and gentlemen, our success proves us right. The strategic orientation of BMW Group on or toward the premium automobile and motorcycle business is backed by our efficient financial services organization. This is the right approach, and we consistently continue to refine this business model that is based on continuity, future orientation, and a clear focus. This also comprises the strategic integration of sustainability in the DNA of our business model. We commit ourselves to sustainable and strategic management. What sets BMW apart is a strong drive to perform, an unrelenting commitment to quality, and a passion for information. We abide by our responsibility for this company. This also includes prudent handling of risks. Our aim is to increase the company value in the interest of our staff and our stakeholders. Thank you very much, Dr. Eichiner. On we go with the Q&A round. Please raise your hand if you'd like to ask a question. So Börsen-Zeitung is not going to ask the first question. I'm going to start out with Mr. Mahlmeister.